This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What did the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg kick out of the news cycle? Well, Chicago killings? Homicides in Chicago up 52%. Over the weekend, about, 30 people were shot, give or take. Two of them mortally wounded, killed. The weekend before that, 53 people were shot, 10 people killed. Black people killed more people in Chicago than the Wu flu killed across the nation. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Big news Friday as Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg finally succumbed to life in the form of death. I'm not chuckling at her dying. We're all going to die, so, you know, we can poke a little fun at it. But what I'm chuckling about is the reaction of people and the fact that what it's taken out of the news cycle, the jobs report. August jobs report, $1.4 million jobs are added. But California's struggling. We talked about it the other day. California's struggling so much they're charging people after they leave. They want to tax you 10 years after you leave. And I love this report I read about the jobs. It said, expect it to slow. Of course it's going to slow. You can't keep producing one million jobs. I don't know why I got $1 million on my mind. You can't expect to produce 1 million jobs month after month after month, except Donald Trump's been doing it. So, yes, it will slow eventually. Lori Loughlin got to select her prison. More white privilege. LeBron James chimed in on this. I don't know what he said. I'm just telling you what's not in a news cycle. What did the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg take our eye off? John Durham's making massive headway. I don't know when things are going to drop. Let's hope it's before the election, but because it should be. I don't think it's a coordinated thing, but if John Durham is the kind of guy that I think he is, wink, wink, maybe it'll be the October surprise for the Republicans. Did you guys watch any football? No football? I don't watch football. But the ratings are still going down. And I didn't even see this story, but last week, the Kansas City fans, Missouri, they booed when they did this social justice nonsense. They booed. And people called them classless trash. Well, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri defended the fans. And he said this, he tweeted this, classless trash. The left showing their usual contempt for middle America. Missouri has the best fans in the country. Don't blame them for being tired of the NFL corporate woke politics jammed down their throats. Way to go, Josh Hawley. That's not in the news cycle. They don't want you to know how bad the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, and now hockey or NASCAR are doing because they dare try to shove their crotches in the face of America and say, take this! And we fought back and said, no, we won't. What about these Wu flu scandemic numbers? Are you starting to see all of the things that are happening? We talked last week about Nashville. Nashville's lies. Oh, we're doing contact tracing, but we don't want to let you know that you're less likely to get sick in a bar, hanging out with your buddies the way life used to be, than you are going to Target. They don't want to tell you the truth. One of my friends, Buck Sexton, said he's under quarantine in New York, and they said he'd gone to a state that was on the list. He says, number one, that state has 150 cases. I don't know whether he was up in Wyoming or something. But he goes, number one, the state is not on the list. And number two, they had the dates wrong of when I was gone. But they put him on a quarantine list. He got a letter. Wu flu scamdemic is what it is. They don't want to tell you what's going on there because lawsuits abound. People all over the country, including us, are looking at suing. Some are already initiating lawsuits. Suing municipalities, suing states, and saying, you better produce some data that shows you had a reason to do this. So we're looking to do this right now. I hope you... We have to get that page set up because we got to get you guys as part of this lawsuit. One of my attorneys said, Kevin, we don't like doing class action because it's a lot more difficult, but we may take special cases in certain states. So get signed up for that. I'm going to give some more information out about that. I know we have a website for it. I don't know why it's not in my notes. What about this mass shooting in Rochester? Looks like RBG took that out of the news. Have you guys seen this story? Let me just enlighten you. Not Chicago, folks. Rochester. Two people were killed, 16 others injured in a mass shooting in Rochester, New York. This happened early Saturday morning. The city's police department said the shooting occurred shortly after midnight at an outdoor backyard party. About 100 people were fleeing the scene when officers arrived. Police described the two victims who were fatally shot as one male and one female, both of whom were between the ages of 18 and 22. Besides the two people who were killed, 14 others suffered gunshot wounds. Two others sustained unspecified injuries while fleeing the party. This story cracked me up as a brother, okay, as a black man. You know this was a black party. You know why I know? Because they won't tell you any more details. One male and one female. You know it was a black party. Between the ages of 18 and 22. For a couple of reasons. One, white people don't shoot each other up at parties. Okay? And two, they won't give you any more information. And it was a male and a female. Now, there's another clue. Everybody else was fleeing and didn't want to talk to the cops. Because snitches get stitches. I'm just breaking it down for you on the KevinJacksonShow.com. Yeah, 844-551-8255. If you want to argue with me. And by the way, lefties, I'm going to tell you, if you're going to tell me this, what I don't know anything more about this story than what I just told you. Did we do any more research? Honestly, I'm looking at my producers. They are telling me no other research is done. I don't have pictures. I didn't even go to the website. It's in my show notes. But I know these are black people. That's right, buddy. So anyway, I got a lot more to talk about today, but I just wanted to cover some of the things, and this is not even the tough stuff, because like I said, I didn't even get into the Durham stuff. There's a lot more happening in that case. You're not going to hear about it for a while, because notorious RBG went to her maker, or wherever she is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Admit it. Admit it, conservatives, listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. You smiled a little bit when you got the news of notorious RBG's death. That would be Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Gator Ginsburg, whichever one you want. And you didn't smile because you're a mean-spirited jerk. You smile, and certainly I know none of us wished her to be dead. I certainly didn't. I don't believe anybody on the conservative, true conservative, wishes demise on another person. But you smiled when you learned of the news that she was dead. Now, you didn't do like the left, because we're not animals. You know, those who cheer when Republicans or conservatives die. Leftists rejoice. They throw parties when iconic Republicans die. We conservatives, we respect life from the womb to the tomb. So we remember a person's humanity. We mourn for their friends and their families who are saddened by the loss. I feel like I have to preach right now. I'm starting to get it. And most of us did this. But Notorious B.I.G., RBG, I talked about her in the first hour. We did this despite our political and our ideological differences with her. And I'm going to tell you something. This woman has done a lot of damage to the black community. She's the reason why black babies are aborted in such numbers. So she's part of it because she believes in this eugenicist nonsense. She believes that babies born to these single black mothers is led to an increase in crime and a host of other bad things. And I won't argue with her about those numbers, but I still say a child needs to be born. So you smile. But you didn't smile for any of those reasons I talked about. You smiled because you knew how the leftists were taking the loss. You relished in their panic. The moment they wanted to avoid at all costs. These people dreaded this. I mean, they had all of these people watching RBG everywhere she went. So you can admit it. I admit it. I freely admit, I gasped when I saw the headline that RPG was dead, but it quickly turned into a smile. But let me tell you what was going on. At first, I thought it was a joke. I thought somebody was pulling my leg. I was like, who's trolling me? Because I've been predicting the demise of RBG for what seems like a decade. But that woman has hung on to life like a hair on a biscuit, like white cat hair on a black wolf suit. She wouldn't let go. The Grim Reaper would come, oh, forget it. He'd just walk away. He's just like, she's too tough. Oh, man. Seeing this story, I second-guessed myself on what RBG was made of, because at one point I was like, this woman is like a roach, you know, in a nuclear bomb. She and the roaches will still be sitting there eating cheese. You know what I'm saying? Then I reminded myself that this woman is about 145 years old and she has twice battled pancreatic cancer. And I said, duh, KJ, you know she's dead. And that's when I decided I would write a piece about her. And I did. I wrote an article about her at that time. But then I got my smile. And I went, ooh, these leftists must be losing it right now. And here's one of them.
I f***ing you guys. I'm driving in your car, but I just got a notification that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died. Could this year get any f***?
Oh, man. Admit it. You can. Come on. I own it. Look, after this moment of humanity that I gave to Ruth Bader Ginsburg for being a human being, my mind shifted to these Democrats. And I'm going to tell you, as I listened to this, we're gearing up to play this video, there's a smile on my face. It's uncontrollable. I'm trying not to smile. Look, right now, I'm going to try not to smile. I'm going to try not. Kevin, do not smile. Don't smile. Stop, man. Okay? I cannot stop. I own it. RBG is dead, and so are the Democrats, folks. And I have never wished death on any person. I understand death is inevitable, but I smile, knowing the Democrats realize what's next for their party. For the party that booed God, I can only wonder how many of them now question their disbelief in the Almighty. Because God put Trump in office and God took out notorious RBG. Woo! Come on, y'all. I'm going to give you just a moment to think about what I just said. I'm going to give you a moment to relish, to bask in the situation that I've just set up for you. Come on, everybody, get with the program. This is outstanding. Because RBG was going nowhere. And as I said, that chick is tougher than a $3 steak. She took the for life part of her job literally. And you better know that the Democrats' God, baby black Jesus, Barack Obama, begged RBG to leave so he could replace her. She refused him. She refused every other Democrat gentleman gentle lady or gentle LGBTQ caller who tried to woo her into retirement. She said, you need to go. I'm going to live forever. She sounded like Freddie Mercury. I want to live forever. She said, go. Be gone. Devil. Get out of my face. Good for RBG. She waited on God to do his will. So, yes, I celebrated when the good Lord called her home. I didn't wish it on her, but I celebrated it for her. Look, he took her out of her misery. It couldn't be nice to be dealing with multiple bouts of pancreatic cancer that she's been battling for years. I couldn't feel good. God called her home. Hey, RBG, Notorious, we got a spot for you. Some people don't think she went to heaven. I'm not even going to play that game. I don't care. Because what I will tell you is she's not of this earth right now. And that is a real problem for the Democrats. And I celebrate it. And I want to explain why. The thought of her death, not it of itself, but what it did to the Democrats, took me back to a day. And I want you to come with me on this little journey, people that are listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Come with me to this place, wherever you were at this time, and you probably remember it. But the date is November the 8th of 2016. And we were waiting all on the results of the election. And I know exactly where I was. As the results were read and the Democrats began to panic, and I was smiling, responding your messages to me, panicked. And I'll talk about it more when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making it clear again this morning he wants to quickly fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Friday's passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, saying the announcement of his nominee is probably just days away.
I think it'll be on Friday or Saturday.
Trump telling Fox and Friends he'd be able to announce a nominee sooner, but wants to respect the late justice.
We will have probably services on Thursday or Friday. As I understand it, I think, in all due respect, we should wait till the services are over.
Stocks beginning the week with a major sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been more than 850 points lower during early trading. Texas is preparing for tropical storm conditions from Beta, the storm picking up speed as it heads towards the central Texas coast. It's expected to make landfall later today. This is USA Radio News. Over 100,000 acres have now burned from the Bobcat Fire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. At the L.A. County Fire Department, Sky Cornell says some terrain is very treacherous and firefighters are being held back from certain areas.
You've got terrain that is this steep and so difficult to get to, nearly impossible in some areas just because it's just too dangerous to have our firefighters go across that steep of a terrain.
A white business owner charged with manslaughter for fatally shooting a black man during a May 30th protest in Omaha has died by suicide days after his indictment. Lawyers for Jacob Gardner saying his body was found Sunday outside a medical clinic in Hillsboro, Oregon. The U.S. Department of Justice now classifying three cities as jurisdictions of violence and property destruction, saying in a statement today, the local leadership in New York City, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle have been permitting persistent violence and destruction of property. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I feel like we need the soundtrack of Etta James right now in that song, At Last. Now, again, I'm not by in any way wishing death on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but it was an eventuality because we're all going to die. That's why comedians, people like myself, we talk about death, the reality of it, because it's going to happen to all of us. I talked about this earlier. Look around you. Nobody's going to survive. It was funny, when I was a kid growing up, I used to think about death. I talk about it to my youngest son more than normal because he's so cavalier about it. He really is. He's like, well, hey, you guys are going to die, and then I'm going to get all this stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. I never thought about it like that, but yep. Maybe because I looked around me and went, there ain't anything here I want. I mean, I was raised by my grandparents, and we were poor. So I didn't have to think about, oh, woo, when they die, I get the Ferrari, you know, in the beach house. No, I was just hoping I wouldn't get the debt. Please have funeral insurance so I don't have to pay. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Glad you guys are with me. But, oh, boy, this sound, that the shock heard around the world when RBG died last week on Friday. And it got me thinking, well, as I said, and I described this earlier, I was surprised. I thought it was a joke, and I thought, what a cruel joke. You know, and then when it was true, I had a moment of, oh, that's too bad. It wasn't like we didn't know. It isn't like she was 27 and got hit by a car. She was 87 and had pancreatic cancer. It wasn't a surprise. And once I figured it out that it was real, I actually smiled, but not at her demise. I smiled at the Democrats because I knew what was coming. And it reminded me of election night, November the 8th of 2016, where, as you guys know, and I will freely admit, I don't just smile. I get a big cheesy grin on my face every time I see that video where they are just, well, you know, Hillary's got a 93%. Oh, Trump won Pennsylvania. Oh, Trump won such and such. Oh, my God, now he's, if Hillary loses Wisconsin, oh, we just got news they lost Wisconsin. And then they started panning the audience. And I know exactly where I was. It was like the moment I knew where I was when the Trade Center was hit. I sat there smiling, laughing, responding to text messages going, Kev, you called it. Oh, my gosh, you were right. And all this. And I was elated. And I want you to know something. You have had 4 years of elation, 4 Christmases every day of the year, almost for 4 years. 4 Happy New Years every day of the year. While Donald Trump has been embattled by these leftist clowns kicking their butts, already putting Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the bench. Now he will put a third justice. As of 2019, and I don't have the 2020 numbers. I looked for them. My producers couldn't find them. But he had 153 federal or district court judges in play, and you are already seeing the benefits of this. It is fun to watch. November 8th, 2016, no true conservative will forget that faith-filled night. Democrats all over the country preparing to celebrate the coronation of Hillary Clinton. But I knew the outcome. I predicted it. Just like I predicted, Donald Trump would replace at least three Supreme Court justices, and I said it could be more. So when the results started coming in on election night, as I said earlier, that smile that I described about for RBG passing, I knew it yet again. Trump would get the opportunity to slap that smug smile off the faces of the left. People who believed that a worthless hang-on hubby's coattail politico could and should run this nation. They got to watch Donald Trump announce as the 45th president of the United States. And these same clowns who wanted us to believe that an 87-year-old woman with stage 4 pancreatic cancer was working hard every day for the nation. See, that's what upsets me about this whole RBG ruse. Ruth Bader Ginsburg knew for the better part of at least 2 to 3 years, and I think a decade, that she was not fit to serve.
Oh, well, I still have my mental capacity. And
how do we know Joe Biden? She's hanging out in the same dungeon as Joe Biden, isolated from the media. We don't know who's making her decisions for her. Why don't they have SCOTUS cams on them? I'll tell you this, I was with Justice Clarence Thomas for 2 hours in his office, and this man didn't skip a beat. I can attest and affirm to you, the audience of the KevinJacksonShow.com, that Clarence Thomas is of sound mind and body. No ifs, ands, or buts. But what do we hear about RBG? Oh, well, she's officiating a wedding. August 31st, folks, this is a month and a half, 45 days before the demise of the notorious RBG. And here's what TMZ wrote. Ruth Bader Ginsburg took a break from her legal duties with the Supreme Court to preside over a more intimate affair, a weekend wedding. It looks like the 87-year-old justice has recovered from recent hospitalizations and is feeling spry enough to serve as a marriage officiant for two other people. Who cares what their names are? And then it says one of the people shared a photo of RBG directing their Sunday nuptials and said, 2020 has been rough, but yesterday was supreme. Yeah. Here's the other part that got me. The guy who's put the picture says, also squashed any COVID-19 concerns for Ruth by pointing out that she and her husband tested negative before the wedding. COVID-19 concerns for an 87-year-old woman with one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel for years. But they're worried about Wu flu, right? Are you convinced? See, this is the stuff that drives me crazy. They wanted to present this idea to us. She's out officiating weddings. It's supreme when she does her job. And, oh, let us dispel any rumors around her death or imminent death. Well, I want to let me just go back and read this TMZ piece. It looks like the 87-year-old justice has recovered from a couple of recent hospitalizations and is feeling spry enough. She was a month and a half away from death, and they're dragging her out so they can try to convince us that she's doing her job. Let me tell you something. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, all of you, you're all too old to continue to hang on to this power that you don't want to let go of. We need to rewrite the rules so we can get fresh blood in here, people that really care about this nation. Because I'm going to tell you something. Ruth Bader Ginsburg did not care about this nation. She knew she was dying, and she could have easily recused herself at any point. She's been battling this cancer for, what, a couple of years? I don't remember the year she went into the hospital, but at that point, she said, you know what? I got a battle with the one of the worst forms of cancer, so I'm going to bow out. And sad to say, Donald Trump, whether she likes it or not, Donald Trump's going to have to put in my replacement. But now we got to deal with, potential issues around this. Yeah, to hear leftists tell it, this woman could have won a 100-meter dash in the next Olympics. Indefatigable RBG. We don't even know who's been making the decisions for her for the past 5 years. But those days are over. Yep. No more hiding RBG from the press. No more hiding the scrutiny around anything surrounding her. Her death denotes another win for Donald Trump. I'm not disparaging her death itself. Say what you want about Trump, folks, but he lucks himself into some amazing spots. And I believe, with all my heart, this is destiny. There's a part of the reason why, and I'll admit this now, but part of the reason, the big part of the reason why I picked Trump in 2016 was I was talking to people in the field. But another part of the reason why I picked Trump was I said, this is destiny. Nobody would have thought this guy was going to win. God has really said, bing, and put his hand on it. That's why we were going to make MAGA the movie. It's a big, beautiful movie, and Mexico's going to pay for it because we believe God is intervening. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Ben Uchek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are in big trouble, trouble with a capital T. Oh my goodness, there's a new study out, a Marquette University poll conducted a few days before Ginsburg's death revealed that 67% of Americans believe that the Senate should hold confirmation hearings if a SCOTUS vacancy opened in 2020, including 68% of Republicans and 63% of Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Not good news for the Democrats who want to delay this. Now, their whole proposition on this is that, well, the Republicans delayed it in 2016, and you've heard me talk about it, to the victor goes the spoils. Too bad you weren't in control of the Senate then. Too bad. Look, when the Democrats control politics, they take no prisoners. Why should we take prisoners? You know, you get what I'm saying? Execute them. P- put me in charge of the military. I'm not going to feed your prisoners and have to hold to some level of what they call it, the Geneva Convention. We take no prisoners. This is our turn to be in control. Now, the good news is it isn't going to matter. Donald Trump will be president again, but I don't care that it doesn't matter. And for the record, I agree with the Democrats that Barack Obama, while he was president, should have gotten a vote on Merrick. But he didn't. You want to know why? Because we had the Senate. We won. That's the way politics works. And for those of you who are uninitiated and don't understand it, it's set up so that when you have a president in office, he doesn't have both houses. They want to make sure that there's always an imbalance of power. They've set it up this way, the way the vote goes, the way the stage vote, and all this. It is all set up so that you can't just have this one-sided victory. Now, it shouldn't have to be that way, right? We shouldn't have to care which party is in. It may be a little bit of a different nuance of how we get to the ultimate goal. But the ultimate goal is supposed to be protecting your interests as an American citizen. But you know why it's so important? Do you know why we, as conservatives and Republicans, are going, it is imperative that Donald Trump win, that we hold on to the Senate, and in fact increase it, and we get the House? Is because we know that for the first time since Ronald Reagan, we will have a president in office who absolutely cares about nothing more than the people of this country. He's not going to feather the nests of lobbyists. He's not going to feather the nests of foreign governments that are getting their piece of the pie from us. It is all about us. That so bothers the Democrats, they don't know how to act. Whew, I'm glad you're here. The polling in our favor. 63% of Democrats say were asked this right before Ginsburg died. Should a justice be should they hold a confirmation hearing? Here's my question. How do they start asking this? Why do they ask this question? It's the same reason why I asked this question. Why did Donald Trump publish a new list of Supreme Court justice candidates right before old Ginsburg dies? Is dude psychic or what? But then, when was this poll taken? 68% of Republicans, 63% of Democrats, thus 67% of American adults believe a confirmation hearing should happen if a vacancy opened in 2020. You want to dig into those numbers? Ask yourself this question, because there are a lot of people out there, Kev, I'm still worried, man. Kev, this cheating. Kev, is it? What if it's close? What if? Oh, whoo, ha, ha. Yeah, you're all scared. Yeah. I know you're scared. You write to me. You talk to me. You send me emails, whatever. We communicate, and you tell me that you're scared. And here's what I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you to interpret for me why 63% of Democrats in the time of Donald Trump, hint, hint, want us to select a Supreme Court justice in 2020. Prior to Trump getting reelected. Why is it they're saying that's okay? Because we are in the era of Trump. You do recall, right? You got an answer? Producers, you got an answer? Yeah. Well, I have an answer. 63% of Democrats who want Trump to make this decision has to make you wonder how many Democrats are going to vote for Donald Trump. Now, on this program, the KevinJacksonShow.com, I've been giving you warning signals from the Democrats. I told you, Michael Moore, fat Democrat filmmaker, who says, look, guys, I haven't seen this kind of enthusiasm for a candidate ever since Obama, I should say. Obama 2008. He's already said that. The second thing he said, I don't know if you guys saw this. He said, where's Biden in Michigan? There was a Detroit Free Press poll that had Biden ahead in Michigan by 16 points. That poll is now close to 8. Michael Moore goes, how does a poll close by 50% in a day? You know, in whatever small amount of time. Hey, Michael, let me give you a hint. It closes because it was never open. The Detroit Free Press took the poll. How many, I don't know if you live in Michigan, but if you do, I'd be curious to know, 844-551-8255. Does the Detroit Free Press poll you? I mean, did you get a poll? If you're a conservative, did you get a poll? Has anybody you know been polled by the Detroit Free Press? Pretty lefty. Just curious. Let me know. So, CNN's legal analyst, his name is Jeffrey Toobin, he argued that McConnell could engage, and here's what he said, in the greatest act of hypocrisy in American history, bringing President Trump's Supreme Court vote to the Senate. You already heard me talk about it. Indeed, McConnell would be a hypocrite. He absolutely would be. If he brings his vote to the Senate, given that he wouldn't bring John Merrick's vote, or whatever, I think his name was Merrick, his vote to the Senate under Obama, he would be a hypocrite. But he's our hypocrite, and I love him. I heart me some McConnell. Oh, how you make that heart thing? Let me do it. Is that right? Does that look good? Yep. I heart me McConnell. I love it. I love it that McConnell's going, yeah, I'm a hypocrite. I'm not going to bring it to the Senate. I'm going to bring it to the Senate, though. I'm going to bring it to a vote. And the leftists are losing it. They're losing it. We played a clip of that girl. She is so representative. Did you hear the girl in the car going, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, all you had to do was survive until 2021. She's under the delusion. And I like this. I like that these Democrats are still under the same delusion, because there's a piece written by a guy. And he says that the media has learned nothing from 2016. He could have said he could have titled it this way. Leftists have learned nothing since 2016. They're still crazy. They want a demented man to take over for one of the best presidents in history. Not even arguably. Arguably the best president in American history. And they want a demented clown and his freak show running mate to be in charge of this country. A guy who believes in the science of nothingness. The science that Wu flu is going to kill us all. You want to talk about a lemming, people that could be manipulated beyond belief, you're looking at Joe Biden. Now, I get you out there. Kevin, they're going to pull out all the stops, especially now, man, now that RBG is gone. Yeah. Well, too bad. They can pull out all the stops they want. I'm going to tell you right now, the same two reasons I said earlier. That Trump's going to win. But there's a lot more you could add to it. One, he doesn't have to fight the Justice Department that's trying to get rid of him. He's on the other side of that fight. Trump is winning that fight. So that's out of the picture. His stellar record. Horrible opponents. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to believe it. You may not believe in a higher power. You may not be a Christ follower. God is going to make sure this win occurs. I firmly believe that. I think that's how it was. The big reason, I think it's the main reason, why he got the first victory. Oh, man, I'm out of time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.